This candlestick is made in the 14th century in Egypt or Syria. It was once used to light up a palace, a mosque, or a ceremonial procession, and features one of the most fundamental and creative achievements of Islamic art, the art of calligraphy. Initially, the central significance of this art form arose out of the need to copy the sacred book of Islam, the Quran, considered by Muslims as the word of God revealed to humankind in Arabic. Ever since, calligraphy has continued to inspire the creativity of artists across the Islamic world and beyond, not only written on parchment and paper, but also applied to all media, like in this case, a metal candlestick. Over the centuries, many calligraphic styles evolved, written not only in Arabic, but other languages like Farsi, Urdu, and Ottoman Turkish. The subject matter was not exclusively religious, but included poetry and historical inscriptions too, as indeed in the case of this object. Its bold inscription, executed in a monumental style known as Thulos, refers to its owner, and it reads as, "The Honorable High Excellency, the Lordly, the Royal, the Wise, the Diligent, the Just, the Officer of Al-Malik al-Nasir." This reference might either be to Sultan Malik al-Nasir Muhammad or his son Sultan Malik al-Nasir Hassan. In any case, this reference allows us to date the candlestick quite specifically to between 1320 to 1360. The richly adorned floral and vegetal scrolls that run in between the inscriptions contribute to further emphasizing the writing on this candlestick. Beyond its main role to convey a statement, calligraphy has been used for its decorative effect to elaborate objects and architecture. It is a highly developed art that is appreciated for its legibility and also for its form. The extensive exploration of the decorative possibilities of letters and words has been recognized as one of the unique advancements of Islamic art. Please turn right and find your way to a freestanding wall that showcases this door.